Four.
Hey Troy, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good.
Good, man. Looks like we were in contact here a little over a month ago. I just kind of wanted to circle back here. We had offered a offer there for the business about a month ago. Just kind of want to see what's new with the business and if any needs had come up since then.
No, we're doing pretty good, man. Appreciate it, though.
No, yeah, I got you. I just kind of wanted to touch base there. Did you have any plans maybe in the works there for the rest of this fourth quarter here?
Not really. Really just trying to maintain, man.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying. I just wanted to circle back. The offer was still good there, and it'll maintain as long as you guys have that borrowing history. So you guys were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for around 250K. If anything does come up, or if you kind of just want to get a little bit more familiar there, it's definitely something we can help you out with. Like I told you before, the approval
What
process.
is the interest rate on
I mean, that's just going to kind of depend on which program it is you're looking at. We have the equipment and then we have working capital, depending on which program you were looking at and the kind of the terms that go into that would depict that.
Okay.
Was it more on the capital or equipment you would eventually look at?
Probably just capital.
Okay. So on the capital side of things, we actually don't have a like an APR interest rate that we do. We actually just do a fixed payback amount, which kind of just makes it easier for both us and you. You'll know exactly what you'll pay back, and then depending on however long of term you choose, you basically just divide that up evenly between the months, and that way you kind of know exactly what you'll be paying every month or week, depending on the payment structure there. But we just try to make it as easy as possible there for you.
So it's just like a loan with a fixed, pretty much like a fixed rate.
Yeah, exactly. With the working capital, it is unsecured there, so I mean, you guys can use it forever you see fit, and with us being able to fund it in 48 hours, having that fixed rate there just kind of makes it easier for you. And then the terms are anywhere from 3 months to 36 months. Typically, you can get in on the max of about 24 months for first timers, and then as you progress there with the relationship, you kind of open up more doors.
Right. So I mean, if I wanted to borrow like 10 grand, like what would you suspect interest rate would be?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to throw a number out just because it's not like one program that we do and you either qualify it or you don't. We work with companies, that all different types of sales, all different type of credit. So what little information we do need to look at, we're able to get you those answers in just about 24 hours. But I'm just not going to throw a number out and try and deliver on something that I wouldn't be able to come through on you. I
Sure.
mean, my job's definitely to get you qualified for the best rate there for you. And if it makes sense for the business and you're able to capitalize on it and make a profit, we can proceed from there. But what was it you might be needing some capital for the business? Was it just like basic operations, or were there anything in particular you were looking to do?
Yeah, I've got a container idea that I'm putting together, and it's something that I'm working out on a lot of different things, but it'd just be like 12 months. I'm trying to get about 50 containers to fully and successfully operate a new system in which we're moving gravel and other aggregates as far as putting patios together, rather than like the old-fashioned way of just bulk, where a dump truck brings it in and drops it on someone's driveway or in the street, and we've got potential problems from that. So we've got an investment already of probably about 22,000 or so, and my plan was to pay it with cash out of the business. But the difference is it is actually something. It's not like it's 20-some thousand, poof, I have nothing to show for it. There still is something there.
Yeah, I mean, you might even be able to qualify that under the equipment program if that's something you're going to be using for the business. You'll
Oh, yeah.
definitely get access to probably lower rates just because of the collateral behind it. But it's definitely something we might be able to look at. Was just the 10 grand would be enough there for you? If you qualified for more, would there be any purpose for it?
The most I think I would want to qualify for was crazy numbers, and not even so much qualified for, but
mm-hmm.
let's say 725 times, about 11,000 is all I would need.
I see. Yeah, I mean, how we're able to free it up on the working capital, it's usually about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue is the most you'll qualify for. And then basically our job is we qualify for the largest amount for the longest terms, and then we just work backwards from there. So say you qualified for 50 grand, you could only use 10 of it. They'll restructure it on that basis, and you can use it that way. But it never hurts to just kind of see what you can get approved for. Especially with it being a renewable source, say 6 months into your term there, you do need some additional capital or a new opportunity comes up. You can restructure it, open up to refinancing options, longer terms and lower rates. So it really only gets better once you're in the system and you've kind of proven yourself. Were you maybe looking to get these 50 containers going? Was there like a specific project there that you had a date on, or?
No, because I've already got an order for 24 in right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking I'm going to probably be somewhere in the, so that would, I know this is kind of out of the ordinary, but I mean, that would put me at 30 containers.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is to get about 50 containers to truly be able to operate at the capacity that I don't have to, like, you know, dump all the containers at once to try to reload and all that, because it's going to be about a 200 container operation once I have it up and running. Like, that's how many it would take in order to really make this work. You know, if you were just like, well, yeah, well, we could get you about 10 or 15, I'd be like, well, that doesn't really,
yeah,
like, work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if this is something you're going to gradually keep progressing on, this might actually be a perfect situation, just because of the fact you can come back and, you know, refinance it, get more capital there. How much does one of those containers cost?
About $725.
$725 each. Okay. So eventually you want to get up to 200. Was that the number you said?
Yeah, eventually. I got about 30 of them in the works now.
Mm-hmm. And is it like a vendor you go through to purchase those? How do you acquire those?
I designed them. I'm working with a fabricator.
Okay, so this is just something you're kind of doing on the side there as you gradually keep growing.
Yeah. Well, we're recognizing some things that actually really improve how the industry creates logistical solutions for moving small quantities of gravel, but it's, or dirt, or whatever you want to move, but at the same time, it's based on compartmentalizing any given project where you don't have contamination or mm-hmm. or extra labor, you know, cleaning up small piles, you know, of debris and material off projects. So it's kind of like a project management system.
Yeah. And is this something where the more you made in bulk at the same time, would you be able to get the price down on that, or is that pretty much set on the $725?
I think as of right now, you know, I mean, I think 100, you know, 100 unit order would make a world of difference, but
mm-hmm.
This isn't something you just go out and buy 100.
Yeah.
You kind of got to buy 25 and then buy another 25 and then buy another 25, because by the time we paint them and get everything situated, it's...
You got to keep gauging it.
Yeah, it's not quite like, oh, let's just dump these all over the place. I mean, you kind of got to get them worked in. You know, uh-huh. We've got some GPS and stuff where we're connecting into them, so we've got ideas of how to know where we have, what we have on the ground and in position at any given time.
So are you making these in-house then, or is this some outside?
Yeah, it's through a welding fabrication company.
I gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something here. If you're looking to get the ball going on it, it definitely wouldn't hurt to at least see what you could qualify for, and you know, be able to gauge these next few months out for preparing for these containers you're looking to slowly bring on. And I'd love to get the ball rolling there just to get you approved and in the system, because once you're in the system, all it is a quick phone call. You're funded within 24 hours, and you can get the ball rolling immediately on these containers. There won't have to be any delay or hesitation there of kind of wondering of when the funds are going to get there, how much you're going to get approved for. Kind of just having that knowledge in the back pocket might be good for you, and the offer is going to be good for 90 days. So once you are approved and in the system, at any point in those 90 days, you give us the call, and you're funded, and it's just like that.
Well, why don't you give me a call back? Like I said, I have this batch in. We have it covered right now.
Okay.
If you could maybe try back in like 30, 45 days, because mm-hmm. I mean, it takes them a minute to build these things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like putting in an order and knowing you're going to reap the benefit of it. You know,
I see. And
6-8 weeks from now.
So you're operating on just 6 of them right now, if I'm doing the math right, and you got another 24.
Correct.
Okay. And how have they been working out so far?
Well, really good.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's almost like you're limping along because it works so well. But you know, what are you gonna do? You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you can limp into. It's either you go big or you kind of go home. But at the same time, I'm saying that you know, 6 is limping, but 25 at a time changes
a significant amount.
Yeah, that's how you can manage it properly.
I see. So, well, let me just double check here on the email. It's maxwell.hardscapes is it Gmail, I believe?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I will resend the email there just so you kind of have my contact information there and a summary of the offer. If anything does come up before about a month and a half, feel free to email me or call me there at my direct line. Otherwise, we can touch base around a month and kind of see how you've progressed here on these containers. And if they are doing everything that you think they are, we can get the ball rolling there for you.
Okay.
All right, Troy. We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.